Right now, the great Gordo with an exclusive interview with an exciting famous cowboy.
Yeah, this guy is so famous. You know who he is because he is number 66, the man himself,
Ken Bishop.
Ken Bishop,
The great Ken
the
Bishop.
great Ken Bishop. And I got to tell you, Ken Bishop is like the least football sounding name I've ever heard.
I told you the other day, it sounds like a reporter for the Metro section for the morning news.
Hey, yeah, did you see that piece that Ken Bishop did about municipal bonds? You're right. Sounds like some insurance guy. Or hey, if you head to the bank, talk to Ken Bishop. He's the guy who handled our last loan. But instead, he's this. Am I shorting out here? You hearing
No,
that?
you're good.
Okay. But instead, he's this big. I think he's a lineman,
Defensive
defensive
tackle.
tackle, with dreadlocks, and he's got long hair, and he looks intimidating. But he sounds like a guy who works at a bank. Yet he's had some pretty wild experiences, and you won't believe what he would do to win a Super Bowl. So here's my exclusive interview with the great Ken Bishop. Hey, Ken, you got some time to talk to the media?
Sure.
Yeah, how did practice go today?
It was pretty good. Took a step forward from yesterday. Tried to focus on personally some my pad level.
Yeah.
So I think
Your
everyone
pad level?
Pad level, yeah, staying low.
What is that? Sounds like a female issue.
No, nah, just coming off the ball, keeping a low pad level, trying to stay under the old lineman. So that was my key for today.
You look like you broke a sweat or somebody dumped a water bucket on you.
Yeah, I probably lost like 10 pounds this practice. So, yeah, I'm working hard, trying to do as much as I can to contribute.
How much do you weigh?
I'm about 302 right now.
302,
Yeah.
is that a good weight for you?
No, I want to be like 295.
You really think that would make that big a difference?
For me personally, because in this defense is a running defense, all about speed, and that extra 5 pounds would give me some more legs.
You think Romo's going to make the team this year?
Yeah, of course. I think he might have some stiff competition, but I think he's pretty good.
Who's his competition?
Brandon Weeden.
Oh yeah, that's right. Do you think that the football should be rechanged?
You mean in terms of
Rechanged.
The football itself? No, I think it's perfect the way it is. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
Not go with more like a sphere or a cube?
No, I think it's been, since 1889 or something like that, since football's been around, and I don't think anyone's had any problems.
No, that was before America, wasn't it? 1889?
No, I don't think so. Was it America 1776 or something like that?
I have no idea. That was before my time. I don't know. All right, are you scared of getting drafted this year?
Drafted to where?
And to another team?
No, I'm not scared. I'm not scared of anything.
You're not scared of anything? What about like a dragon?
No, I haven't seen any, so I can't be scared of something I haven't seen.
Ghosts?
I haven't seen a ghost either.
There's got to be something you haven't seen that you're scared of. AIDS?
Oh, that might be one thing. Yeah, AIDS. Yeah, I'm probably scared of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you kiss your mom to win a Super Bowl?
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'd kiss my mom to win a Super Bowl. I'd kiss probably some couple other people to win a Super Bowl too.
Oh, dude, don't say that.
I'm talking extended kiss.
Oh, yeah, extended on the cheek. Yeah, sure. Why
no,
not?
No, no, no. Like extended, and then like 7 minutes into it,
Ooh.
She stops your hand at her waist and says it's not a good time.
I don't know about that. That's getting kind of sticky. But I mean, Super Bowl is a once in a lifetime opportunity, so I think
so
about
you
it.
Get sticky.
Maybe for a Super Bowl, hey.
Gross.
Yeah, but then you'd go to hell.
That is true. You got to weigh my options. Super Bowl or hell?
Do you fear hell?
Yeah, I do fear hell.
There's something you haven't seen.
That's true. Yeah,
see,
I fear
there's
hell.
A lot of things.
Yeah, you're right.
All right, and do you think Jerry's new hip was put in by the same guy that installed his new face?
Oh my gosh.
See, I wasn't even aware of him having a new face, so maybe it is the same guy. Yeah, did a good job.
I guess that's a pretty good point to make there. How much do you know about Cowboys history?
I know a little bit. Pretty, a little good amount.
Who was Wyatt Earp?
I don't know.
What's the strangest thing you've ever done with a girl?
Gosh.
The strangest? I don't know. Sky's the limit. The strangest thing I ever done with a girl.
Two women at once?
Yeah, that's probably the strangest. Or three.
Three at once?
Yeah, that's the strangest.
When did that happen?
A long time ago. Well, not too long, but Before the Cowboys.
Wow. How'd you string that together?
I don't know. I was just lucky day, lucky night.
Do you still remember their names?
No. They told me to forget their names.
This wasn't something you had to pay for.
No.
Okay, no. It happened organically.
Yeah, it was before I had any type of money to pay for it, so.
Right.
It was, yeah, I couldn't pay for it if I had the money, if I didn't have the money.
Boy, you must have waited about 295 then, been looking good.
Yeah, I was about 290, about 290 then.
Robin Williams.
Funny guy.
You just interrupted the moment of silence.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rest in peace.
Once again, we have to start over with the moment of silence.
What's wrong with you?
Appreciate you talking to me.
All right, no problem.
All right, take care. Good luck.
Poor Ken Bishop.
The weird thing is, he just sat there for that moment of silence, and it was so awkward, just staring into his eyes.
You got to take him some flowers or something.
Why?
Putting up with that.
I love that he just volunteered that he had a threesome.
What? Just, a foursome?
Oh, was it a foursome?
No, I guess it was a... No, it was a foursome, right? He said he had three women at once.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, why would he just tell me that?
He said a long time ago. He's only 24.
Right.
So it couldn't have been that long ago.
Do you remember their names? No, they told me to forget them.
Yeah, what an odd note.
Well, he was a nice guy. He was fun to talk to.
Yeah. Let's root for him to make the team and be a big impact player.
I do root for him. God bless Ken Bishop.
Let's have a good one there, Ken.